Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
So our next interview is here.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Can you please introduce yourself for
us? So my name is Ludwig. I'm the CEO and founder of Contento. And with Contento, we're on a mission to help small businesses shine online. It's basically what we want to do.
Oh, right. Really?
And how do you do that?
Well, basically, we learned that by working in an agency for big clients, we learned that digital marketing presence is super important, right? But right now, small businesses don't have access to digital because it's super expensive.
Right.
It's very costly. They don't have a lot of time, and they don't know the right skills to do it themselves. So we said, if we want to make digital marketing accessible to all those small businesses, we really have to build like a model that allows them to really work on it, right? So that's basically how we came about Contento. And what Contento is, you should look at it as like your virtual digital marketeer, if that makes sense. So it's a product that really, you surf to a website, you give us information about your business, about your clientele, and based on all the information that we get, our algorithm starts analyzing the business, starts analyzing the customers, and will help you basically create content for the online channels, will tell you what channels you need to use to really build your business online. That's basically what we do.
Wow.
Okay. So, how exactly, I'm sorry, I keep losing my questions.
No, it's fine. Where did this idea come from?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's a very good question. So it came from the fact that we worked at an agency, like a digital marketing agency, and we got a lot of inbound requests from small businesses, right? So asking us, okay, we understand that we really need to focus on the online channels if we want to grow, but it's not accessible to us, right? And this was like a very value-driven kind of a thing that we wanted to solve, because if you look at it, small businesses are really the backbone of our economy.
Right.
So it doesn't make any sense. It's not fair that they're not able to grow online. And that's basically how we came about the idea, to really help them, to nurture them and to make them grow. Because we care about their revenues, we care about their profits, and we also want to help them create jobs, because it's super important.
So what kind of services, so I start a small business.
Yeah.
What kind of services do you provide to help me make my business grow?
So again, very good question. Thanks for that. So basically what we do, by talking to a lot of small business owners, we learned that their social media presence is really something they want to start with when they start online, right? So they have their website, but then the next thing for them to tackle is social media presence. So what we basically do right now is we help them build their profile on Facebook and on other social media channels to create more awareness for their business online.
Okay.
So that's the first thing that we're doing right now. And as we are growing our business and our company, we are going to add more services like Google AdWords or think about search or content marketing, basically. Yeah.
Okay.
Is your team working directly with these companies, or is it like a bot?
No, so we're working directly with these companies, right? So what's also very important, what we learned by talking to a lot of small business owners, is that they really value the human element in the service. So we want to make sure that they're not dealing with a cold online product, but that they really have like a human interface, right?
Yeah.
So that's basically how we are integrating the human factor in our product.
And it's catered to them.
Yeah, it's catered to them, exactly.
Okay, how many people do you have on staff? Because this is a huge undertaking.
Yeah, it is. So we're very enthusiastic about this mission, right? So right now we're four.
Okay.
So everybody's working super hard.
Yeah, you have to be.
it's really important. Like we think that it's really important that we're in the field working with our customers to really understand what they care for, right? If you're just like far away, not working closely with them, it's very hard to build that understanding of what they really need, right? So that's why we're a small team right now, but really working super hard together with our customers to really value and to really understand what it is that we can do for them to add value, right? Yeah.
So do you or anyone on your team have like a background in marketing?
Yeah, so we basically all do. We all do. So I have a background in digital marketing myself. So I've been working for agencies and I've been working for clients myself, right? Doing their digital. But then like or the other members of our team have all experience within the digital marketing space, but they had other roles, right? So like our CTO used to work like on the technical side of building digital marketing for small businesses. We have Jens, who is our product manager, who has experience in understanding how the product needs to take form. And then we have also somebody that's really on the ground working together with the small businesses to really talk to them and understand how we can help them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That was amazing.
Yeah, it's. I mean, we're super passionate about the whole thing, right? Because it's just so important to help all those small businesses grow, yeah. and there's technology out there. I mean, there's plenty of things they can use, and now we really want to make that technology accessible to them.
Exactly. And not a lot of people understand how important like an online presence is.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly.
And some of the ones that do don't know how to do any of that.
Yeah.
Outside of just generically setting up a Facebook, yeah. But if you guys are helping them use Facebook to their best. Potential,
yeah.
Then that's a priceless service.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how do you, so if a new company was to like come to you and like basically said, help, we need more marketing. We're like, we're not doing that well. How do you guys like step through like analyzing their scenario, analyzing their situations, their social medias?
Yeah. So basically what we do, we have like, we call it the onboarding flow. And it's like when our customers go to our platform, so contento.us, they're basically introduced to their virtual digital marketeer, and the virtual digital marketeer asks them questions on the platform, like, okay, what's the name of your business? What's your website? Who are your customers? To really understand, to really like make a profile of the business and its customers.
Okay.
So they give us that information, and based on the information, we start proposing them, okay, for example, you're a small business that is basically making beautiful children clothing, right? And you target or you focus on mothers that really care about how their children look, right? So we're gonna tell you, if this is your product, if this is your customer base, then you should use, for example, Facebook and Instagram, and you shouldn't focus too much on LinkedIn, right?
Right.
Because it's like you say, it's about educating them, because people really don't understand, and it's normal, right? What kind of channel do I need to use? But we really wanna educate them. So we wanna explain why we choose this channel, how we are going to do that. And then they have the possibility to plug in. If they already have their channels, they can basically integrate it within our platform. If they don't, we basically make it for them. So it's like a one-stop shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then once they've chosen their channels, we basically start creating content for them. So basically our platform, it's AI powered. It creates content very personalized for the small business. So we make sure that they don't really have the hassle of, okay, I need to create a post, but I'm not quite sure what I need to put in, or I'm not quite sure what kind of image I need to put in. We basically create it for them. And then they get the possibility to validate the content. So, okay, I like this, I want it on my channels. Or no, I don't like this, I want to push it away.
Okay.
And right. By basically pushing it away, our algorithm starts learning what works and what doesn't work for the small business.
Yeah, what they like,
right. Yeah,
what they
exactly.
Don't like. Okay.
And what their customers like as well.
Yeah.
So the engagement afterwards is also something that we analyze. So we really focus on, okay, if we post this on their Facebook, how does it work? Is there a lot of engagement? Is the engagement high? Is it low? To learn in the future how we can be better for them. Because we want to make it like very tailor-made, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And that's what they need.
Yeah, exactly.
So I see you have an alpha badge on. How far in the process are we? Currently.
So, yeah, so basically we started basically selling our product before we had the product, because okay. We really want to understand what our customers really want. So now we're basically in the phase where we have the first version of our product live.
Okay.
And our customers are interacting with that first version, right?
Awesome.
So they're using it, we're learning, we see what works, what doesn't work. And as we are growing, right now we have approximately 25 clients.
Oh,
and as we are growing, we are basically building the product, what we call the co-creation process.
Okay.
We are building the product together with our customer base.
Right.
Because we want to make it like very, very much suited to what they need. And we want to keep it simple, because there's too much complexity in the digital space. But it's only by like working together with your customers that you really start understanding what you should and what you shouldn't build, right?
Right.
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense to build features without really understanding if people really are going to use those features.
Right.
If that makes sense, yeah.
And how much is would something like a service like this cost me as a small business?
So it's right now it's priced at $249 a month.
Okay.
So and it's a fixed fee. Right. So by working in an agency, we also learned that like an agency sometimes charges $500, then next month they charge $1,500, then the next month
right.
they charge $2,000. But like for a small business, it's super, super key that they can forecast their costs. Right.
Right.
So we keep it as a fixed price point. It never changes.
Which is great.
Yeah. And we think so as well. And by keeping it at a very accessible price point, we know that we are creating win-win situations for ourselves, but also for those small businesses, and they know what they are going to pay now, but also in the future. So no hidden costs, no surprises, no mystifying factors about what we are doing for them. It's super clear.
Okay.
Super clear.
And what are your long-term goals with this company?
Well, so it's a very value-driven company. We call it Contento because Contento means like happy, right? And content refers to the fact that we're creating content. But in the end, like, we chose a name because we want to make all those small businesses happy, right? We want to, like, if you would really think of it from a societal value, we've built Contento because we care about small businesses and we want to help them grow. We think that it's super important, like in the United States, small businesses are still responsible for over 50% of all the jobs. Right. And it's very important for us that we can help them grow. So I would say that in the end, it's all about like making them shine, helping them grow, creating jobs. And while we're at it, also making sure that we can add value to our own company. Because if we're able to make this a sustainable thing, we will be able to scale to way more companies, which will in the end be beneficial for even more small businesses, I would say.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
I like it.
You like it?
I love it.
Super cool.
Yeah.
So if our viewers wanted to find out more about Contento and possibly how to like purchase the service,
okay,
where can they go and what can they do?
So basically, they can. You can go to www.contento.us. There you will get a very good explanation about the product. And if you add the URL collision promo, you will be able to enter a contest where we are basically giving away 2 1-year for free Contento packages, really to help you grow.
What?
So, yeah.
I mean,
we want to add value, right? We don't want to just say something. We want to walk the talk, and that's exactly what we're doing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that's amazing.
You guys really care. I love that.
Yeah. We care super much. I mean, it's so incredible if you talk to small business owners how passionate they are about their business. Yeah. It comes from their hearts, right?
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful to see them care about their baby and they wanna make it grow and we just wanna be part of that, right?
And that's amazing. How we feel when we're talking to you guys, honestly.
Yeah. It's great.
It's the same passion.
Yeah. When we see, because you're very passionate about this, and we love that. We love talking to startups.
The high energy is always really awesome. Yeah.
It's the best part of.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Yeah. Have a good one.
Have a good rest of your conference.
Thank you.